The movie Emancipation is out today on Apple TV+.
I heard it myself. Slaves are free. Free.
Will Smith plays an enslaved person in Louisiana, hearing of the Emancipation Proclamation's promise of freedom. Smith and other enslaved people flee toward that promise, but what they find behind the Union Army's lines challenges their ideas of a benevolent North. This is the first movie Smith has appeared in since he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. And for more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So after what happened at the Oscars, does this movie put Will Smith back on the map?
Good question. you know, Will Smith is one of these guys who always tries to make an event out of every movie that he does. The event part of this film is that he's portraying this person who he's part of a classic photograph, an enslaved person who shows his back to the camera, and you see just acres and acres of scars along his back. It's a well-known photo. And so they decided to build a film around, well, what if we took that guy's life story and made it into a film? So Will plays that guy. And it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of a weird aside, but, you know, he originally considered playing the lead role in Django Unchained. And it's a similar character in that this is an enslaved person, but he somehow manages to overcome all of these things to, he's almost like a Superman in a way. He eludes the people who are trying to track him, and he somehow knows exactly what to do in every instance to outwit the people who are trying to oppress him. And it's shot with this, in a way it's beautiful, even though it's brutal. They vividly depict how the enslaved people are treated, but they also have these very beautiful shots of the environment that they're in. And so it's an interesting contrast. It's an interesting film, but I'm not sure it's the kind of film that is going to put Will Smith back at the center of the film business in the way that maybe he wants to be.
Well, let's listen to a clip. Will Smith's character is a little shocked when he reaches the Union Army. He doesn't quite find the freedom he expected. Here he is with a Union officer.
Am I not free? Just keep yourself steady.
Technically, while you're here, you're contraband. Stolen property.
Lincoln say I am free.
Oh, he did. Well, that's a good thing.
Is this movie challenging some convenient historical narratives?
Well, I guess it depends on how much you know. I mean, one of the issues that has always sort of plagued America is that people don't know enough about this time. They don't know enough about the details of the Civil War and how the North had its own complex and sometimes disappointing take on how to treat Black people, folks who were born free and folks who were freed from slavery. So there are going to be people who will say, we know this story. I mean, it's not like this history is particularly hidden. But again, I'm sure for some people it will be something of a revelation.
It's hard to watch. I mean, let's be frank. You use the word brutal. What do you say to folks, particularly Black folks, who just don't want to keep seeing the horror of slavery in media year after year after year?
Frankly, I think that's the movie's biggest challenge. You know, this movie has a lot of pain in it. There's a lot of visceral depictions of Black people being victimized. And it also has this weird thing that I've seen also in Django, where there's one enslaved person who seems to, you know, be able to resist. He's always defiant in ways that don't make sense. You know, other characters get killed for showing the same level of defiance, but for some reason he's preserved. And he manages to overcome everything in a way that no other Black person around him does. And I think, to me, that's one of the problems with movies like this, is that, you know, they show that there's if you can just find the courage inside yourself to stand up to these people, then somehow you survive this brutal system that has unfortunately very effectively oppressed and violated people for centuries. So part of that is what bothers me. But I think what would bother a lot of people is they're just tired of seeing Black people subjugated and in pain and tortured for hours in movies.
Mm-hmm. Before you go, Eric, let me ask you about Harry and Meghan on Netflix, this hugely anticipated docuseries about the ex-royals. What do you think, Eric? Do these first three episodes really give us anything new?
Well, I guess that depends on if you've been following their story or not. It is filled with information that is basically their point of view. people are going to bring a lot of baggage to this. And I would just suggest that you leave that to the side and know that what you are seeing is their side of the story, which, you know, may or may not be the truth, but it is what they say happened. It's part of this huge mega deal that they have with Netflix. We're going to see 3 more episodes drop next week, and those should cover from their wedding, presumably to their decision to pull back from royal duties. It's highly critical of the British press. Talks a lot about how race works in the UK and gives you a sense about some of the dynamics inside the royal family that I would think would be instructive for anybody except, you know, the most diehard, you know, followers of this story.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
All right. Thanks for having me.